It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and you know we've talked about everything having to reshuffle for this whole last year at the Tibbetts Opera House, including summer theater, going out to the ponds, and unfortunately not having the Tibbetts Young Audience production that we'd hoped for last spring. But Tibbetts, with abundance of caution, coming together and planning to have their spring musical in April. In the studio with us is the director and the producer of this, Julia Litley, and Tertia Odisher with this. And Tertia, you guys went through a lot of pains to talk about this, survey parents, and everything else to finally decide that this was going to be workable for you guys, right?
Yes, we made a lot of precautions. We put a lot of precautions in place. It certainly isn't ideal, but we decided that it was better than not doing a show. And I've already had some parents contact me, grateful that we're trying to do it, even with the guidelines that we have in place.
Yeah, and Julia, obviously tons of disappointment last year when you weren't able to do the production that you wanted to do last year. Kids need something to do, and this is one way that they can maybe get some of that normalcy back a little bit?
Oh, for sure. The kids actually did, even when we shut down, they did some things online, but it's just not the same as being together. So I think we're all hopeful, and the kids are going to really enjoy it. I think they'll be a little more thankful for what we have once they get back together doing the things they love.
Yeah, so you have auditions coming up February 8th and 9th. Let's talk about the show itself, what you're going to be doing this spring.
Well, we're doing a period piece in the 1950s, which is just a feel-good kind of time. It's called The Nifty 50s. Lots of sock hopping and fun stuff like that. So I think the kids are going to really enjoy it. I haven't done a 50s show in quite some time, so I'm kind of excited about it, too. I got to get out my Mrs. Cleaver outfit for it.
Musical direction, Jane Lillis is going to join you for that
yep,
this year.
Yep, she sure
so,
is.
So
yep.
That's going to be great to have the three of you back together. And the Kiwanis Club is the sponsor again, as they've done for a number of years for Tibbetts Young Audiences Productions. So tell us a little bit about auditions themselves. They're coming up February 8th and 9th at the Tibbetts, right?
Yes. So we're asking children to come. We have an audition form that's online at Tibbetts.org that we'd like the kids to have filled out and bring it to auditions. We're going to ask that once they get into the theater, of course, the theater's already set up for socially distanced seating while they wait to audition. Then we'll ask the children to audition five at a time, of course, in masks and socially distanced. And they will have the portion of the script that they will be reading during the auditions with them so they can read it beforehand. It also is available online at Tibbetts.org if they'd like to read that before the actual audition process. Mm-hmm. We are asking that only one parent or guardian accompany the auditionee in order to keep our numbers down in the theater.
All right. The show is going to be the 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Tibbetts of April. And the age group's a little different this time, too, right?
Yes. In order to not disappoint so many kids, because we typically have quite a few that come out, we're going to go with just the older kids to make sure that they have the opportunity to do as many shows as possible, the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. So the 4th and 5th graders have to be just in the audience this time, and they look forward to the hopefully getting back on stage in the fall. So we're going to limit that, and our cast size will be about half as what it normally is, 25 students rather than 50. So
yeah, well, at least you're doing something.
Yes, which absolutely. Something's better than nothing.
Yeah, and again, I know you guys are going to go overboard as far as all the precautions go for the kids to make sure that they are safe. So the Nifty 50s, so the auditions are coming up in February, the show itself in late April, and again, sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Coldwater. Good to see that there's something back for kids, because I mean, again, just to hear the teachers talk about when they see the kids come back for any face-to-face in school, just how they're you can't really see their smiles, you can see their eyes light up though because they got the masks on. So God bless you guys for doing this, and again, people have more questions, they can go online or just call the office then.
Yes, absolutely. I am at the office, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, Tertia Odisher, who's producing again this year, Julia Litley, who's directing, and Jane Lillis will be the musical director for the show coming up, the Nifty 50s with Tibbetts Young Audiences on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.